Greetings, podcast listeners. Today's Friday, June 15th, 2007, and this is the Theater Folk Podcast. My name's Craig Mason.
And I'm Lindsay Price.
And the topic of today's podcast is technology. Lindsay, we went to a massive conference last weekend.
We did. It was the Book Expo in Toronto, and it was for publishers of books and booksellers and librarians and writers. And the focus of the conference was the technology and the internet and the upcoming generation, which is very technologically savvy, and how you use all these things to sell books, which seems a little odd, don't you think?
I think we think of marketing on the internet in terms of the web page being just an extension of the catalog. Basically the same information that's on the catalog except accessible on the web. And we've had that for quite some time, and it has been successful, and people do enjoy browsing our catalog on the internet. But what
the internet is so much more nowadays. It's a community. It's there are places to go, Facebook, where you can go and like see your profile, see your friend's profile, see their video, see what they're doing. MySpace, it's
yeah, but you keep saying see, but it's really interaction. It's yes. Interact with their profile. You're not just if Facebook was just a bunch of people's pictures and a list of their hobbies, that's it would not be successful. What makes it successful is that it's an interactive experience.
Right.
You can send someone a note. You can post something on their page. You can ask them a question, they can answer it. It's an interactive community, and it's basically a replacement for the town hall where everyone would meet.
And that's what the conference was trying to say, is that, look, these tools are, you need to know them, and they're necessary to move your business forward. There was this guy who stood up, there was a speaker, that's basically what he was saying, you need these tools to move forward. And this guy stood up, and he was crotchety old man guy, who did not believe that the internet was a useful tool.
He wasn't entirely unlike Grandpa from The Simpsons.
Yes, he talked exactly like this. I don't like it when people say that publishing is dead, which of course nobody said. But that's what he saw, and he just had it in his head that there was no way the internet was going to help him sell books.
Well, and it won't if you take that attitude. Basically, what we can do with the internet is make it an extension of what we do when we go to a conference. Because when we go to a conference, we are interacting one-on-one with our customers and our fans. And what we can do on the internet is the same thing.
We can get that one-to-one interaction, which is very exciting, because I don't think we ever thought of it in those terms. It was really neat to be open to that, and we're really excited about the future and things that we're going to do. And I think we should leave it at that, Craig. What do you think about that?
So look for all sorts of great changes coming in the future. We got about a zillion ideas at the conference, and if we can implement even a million of them, it's going to be really exciting. So please watch the website, listen to the podcast. You're going to be seeing video of us at conferences. We're going to be documenting what we do, and
so much more.
So much more. Thanks for listening. I'm Craig Mason.
And I'm Lindsay Price.
This is the Theater Folk Podcast for Friday, June 15th, 2007. Have a good one.